Today, as I mentioned in the Ukrainian sermon, Jesus is going to Jericho. He's going with his apostles, and he is preaching. As all the peripatetic teachers of his day, he would be teaching along the way. They would be walking. He would be philosophizing. People would be listening. And there's one guy who can't see. And in Greek, the first word they said, he begins to call, Jesus, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. But in English, we don't get the second verse. The second verse in Greek is a word he begins to scream, almost as a man possessed. Jesus, Son of God, have mercy on me. And this screaming drowns out the teaching of Jesus, and the people around him gradually say, be quiet. We want to hear what Jesus has to say. Be quiet. And he keeps on screaming. And Jesus stops and goes to him and asks him, what do you want? What a profound question. What do you want? Sometimes people say, well, I want happiness. But what is it? How are you going to get it? Will $20 million do it? Will a good reputation, will being a movie star make it for you? What do you really, really want? And that's the question that Jesus asks. And because he knew what he wanted, he says, I want to see. I am blind and I want to see. And Jesus says, your faith has cured you. You know the old joke about a guy who falls off a cliff, hangs onto a branch, and he prays, save me, save me. A voice says, I'm God, I'll save you. Please let go of the branch. And the guy says, is there anyone else up there? Any other possible changes? We want everybody to change but ourselves. We want our husband, our wife, our children, our parents, our grandchildren. And you can see wives and husbands poking each other. I can see. We want the planet to change. We want God to change. Wake up. I'm here, God. But God says, do you love enough to change? Do you believe enough to change? Remember, when we speak about repentance, there's a little verse in the liturgy right before the Our Father, that we might spend the rest of our life in peace and repentance. Do I love you enough to change for you? And often the answer is no. Get adjusted to my dysfunction. This is the way I am. No one's going to change me. And then Jesus passes you by and says, you like to remain blind. Good luck with your life. Instead of saying, why don't I love enough to change? Learn to love. We always say, well, I don't think I can do it. The question is, do you think God can do it? Do you think God can change your life? If you don't desire, how can you have the fire to have a change in your life? If you don't believe God can do it in your life, how can he? Often he leaves us alone with our disappointments and our dissatisfaction with our life because we don't believe. Not because we don't try, but we don't believe that he can do it. I'll leave you with this final thought. In the monasteries of the medieval times, one of their great themes was a desire for heaven. Not a desire for death, but a desire for heaven. What's the difference? You want to prepare yourself to be a child of light and a child of God and realize we were not built for this world, but for the next. And in order to prepare ourselves, as St. Paul says, whether we are in the body or outside the body, we try to make ourselves pleasing to the Lord. The sisters of St. Francis, who had a desire for heaven in Rochester, Minnesota, with an agnostic doctor, built the Mayo Clinic. With no contract for 40, 50 years, they wanted to alleviate human suffering because they had a desire for heaven. A desire for death means I'm tired and I want to get out of here. A desire for heaven means I know where I'm going, I want to prepare myself and help as much of many of my fellow travelers as I can. A desire for heaven is built on love. A desire for death is built on cowardice and rejection and flight. I don't want to leave you. I want to help you. I want to work with you. I want to celebrate with you. This is the desire for heaven we should have in ourselves, teach our children and our grandchildren, because it makes life beautiful, and it says, I believe that God can do miracles in my life. Slava Iisusu Hristu!